Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.
Welcome to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Steve is the founder of Financial Solutions for Business, the author of the Ultimate Business Owner Plan, and certified exit planning advisor. He uses his 25 years of working with successful business owners and interviews with top advisors and successful business owners to help baby boomer business owners create the business and the life they have always dreamed of. Now, here's Steve.
Well, thank you, Spike. Welcome to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show. I'm Steve Beatty. As every Friday afternoon, we're here interviewing top advisors and business owners who help other business owners be able to create the life and the business that they've always dreamed of. And we've got a very special guest today. Chris Snyder is the president and CEO of the Exit Planning Institute, one of the definite thought leaders and gurus in the exit planning world. The Exit Planning Institute delivers innovative learning experiences and resources and tools that are designed to enhance the exit planning profession. It was started in 2005 to help serve CPAs and financial planners and attorneys and management consultants and all sorts of people that work in this exit planning world and on exit planning teams to really create a standard into it to increase the skill level and awareness of the need for exit planning. Chris is going to talk about how that's still, we've got a long way to go. His organization is the only one that offers the Certified Exit Planning Advisor program that qualifies for continuing education of six of the major professional associations. So, Chris, with that intro, thanks for being on the show. Welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm delighted to be here, Steve.
Oh, that's awesome. So, Chris, we usually start with giving a little bit of your background. To give our listeners a little bit of your diverse background of how you really got to be at the top of the heap with as it comes to exit planning.
Yeah, I always get that question. They look at my the first 20 years of my career, and they're like, how did you get to this spot, you know, where you are today? Because the first 20 years of my career was really as a corporate executive and worked for a number of big corporations for the first 20 years. But I always had the desire to be an entrepreneur and finally decided to make that leap to becoming an entrepreneur. And my mission really today, is, as you know, is to really work with business owners and business advisors to change the outcome for owners and their families. And really at a very critical juncture in their life.
Mm-hmm. No question. So you know, you've got kind of two organizations. Obviously, the Exit Planning Institute is what we focused on, but talk about both of your organizations a little bit and how those support business owners at critical junctures in their lives.
Yeah, what we actually did is that, you know, several years ago, I created a small family office that I founded with my son, Scott, who's actually the vice president at Exit Planning Institute. And number one, my son and I wanted to be in business together. And I had been already in business with my father and my brother. So I understand this stuff, you know, firsthand, being an owner myself. And from there, you know, we've purchased a couple of businesses, two of the ones I think you're talking about. One is, of course, the Exit Planning Institute, which I was a member of as a certified exit planning advisor since 2008. So I was a member for 4 years before I actually became the president. And then the other organization I have is Aspire Management, which is the private practice where I actually continue to go out and consult with owners and their families to help them through this process. And I like the blend of both, because what it does is a lot of the stuff we do at EPI, it's not based on theory. It's based on real life practical experiences that I think owners find and advisors find very helpful in the way they execute their models.
And we'll get to it in a second that exit planning is still in its infancy, but there are other organizations, and there are a lot of professionals who say they do exit planning and so forth. What do you think really makes EPI and Aspire, for that matter, unique in what you do?
Well, I think, you know, probably the first thing is our CEPA program. It's CEPA's Certified Exit Planning Advisor. It's our credentialing program. We do the program, currently we do the program twice a year in affiliation with the University of Chicago's Business School in Chicago. And that's probably what I get the most feedback about from the members is they, you know, we get really high scores on that program, as you know. Yep. And I think it's because it's 22 subjects. We've got 13 different speakers that come in from around the country. You know, all these speakers are subject matter experts in their particular field. Several of them are authors. And so, and they're all practitioners as well. So what they're bringing to the table is real world experience. You know, so it's a blend of that real world experience with some conceptual theory and best practices. And I think that's probably the thing that really distinguishes us the most. We've also started to do a couple of other things over the last 18 months. One is, you know, we have a international conference now. We had our first one last year in Cleveland. We have our next one coming up in Fort Worth, Texas, September 30th. And it's, you know, as we've talked, it's a one-time event where we can try to get all the CEPAs and even the non-CEPAs, you know, advisors who are just in the field of exit planning together once a year to continuously learn, dialogue, and communicate and collaborate as an organization and an industry. It's an industry that's very fragmented, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to bring a little bit of structure, some best practices, some professional standards to it.
Yeah, and that's critical.
So those are probably the things that are really probably unique about EPI.
So also, you know, you say it's fragmented, but it's also relatively new. I mean, it's in its infancy, and I've heard you talk about it being a quote blue ocean. And I've read that book, The Blue Ocean Strategy, but maybe some of our listeners haven't. What is it that you mean by exit planning is really a blue ocean?
Yeah, I would, as I'm sure you would too, I would highly recommend if anybody, you know, if anybody has not read Blue Ocean Strategy, to pick it up. It'll make you,
great book.
It's not your typical strategy book. You know, it'll make you think, you know, outside the box, so to speak. And the idea is that, you know, a blue ocean is really a market that is really untapped. It's an untapped market. They talk about red oceans and blue oceans, and the red ocean is your traditional market with traditional competitors. What they're encouraging you to do in a blue ocean is, you know, go where others have not gone yet. And it's an untapped, really undefined market. And I feel like that's how the exit planning industry is right now. You know, you've got a lot of owners that still have not made the move, and yet we know that two-thirds of the privately held businesses are owned by baby boomers. We know the youngest is 50 and the oldest is 68 now. And so at some point, you know, Mother Nature is going to force us to transition. And unfortunately, there's still, you know, different ways to do things. They're still very fragmented. Teams and advisors don't really work together or collaborate as they should. And so that's what we're all trying to address, you know, at the Institute, is to develop, again, those standards, methodology, you know, processes and credentialing to differentiate, you know, those advisors that have made the effort to really learn their practice.
Yeah, differentiate them and hopefully make a bigger impact with the business owner clients that they're serving, because they're going to have a standardized process that's been tried and true and has been shown to deliver the results that the clients are looking for.
Right, and we've got to define that market. You know, so our actually at our conference, our keynote speaker, Chuck Hollander, is a Blue Ocean instructor. So that's one of the things we're really pushing at the conference is, we really got to look at strategically, you know, how do we approach this market that's really undefined and untapped? You know, it's a difficult place to be when there's no real, you know, history or real path that you can look back to and say, well, this is the way we should compete in this market. That's at this point undefined. So I think that's one of the things that, you know, those of those advisors that are in the industry today really have a huge opportunity, not just, you know, economically, but to really define, you know, how we're going to make an impact in that market. The problem we have today, Steve, is only 20 to 30% of transitions are successful. And Exit Planning Institute, we're projecting somewhere around 4.5 million businesses that will transition in the next 10 years. The average business is around $2.5 million. That represents a market somewhere between $7 and $11 trillion of wealth transfer. And you can imagine if we're only going to successfully transition 20 to 30% of that, the social and economic consequences of not, you know, of 70, 80% of that wealth not getting transitioned are just enormous.
And there's no question about that. And from an advisor standpoint, who is a certified exit planning associate or advisor, I look at it that I have the opportunity to do well and to do good. And I think that's important for advisors. But let's talk about it from the business owner standpoint, from these baby boomers that are wanting to be in the 20 to 30% and not in the 70 to 80% that don't transition successfully. You know, really, what are the consequences if they're not able to transition their business? What's at stake for them?
Well, think about that again. If you look at the statistics in the industry, you know, 80 to 90% traditionally, most financial advisors will tell you, you know, an owner's wealth, 89% of that wealth is tied up in their business. So, you know, if you think about it, owners typically are making a pretty decent income from their business. But when they transition that business and they have to really live off of the investment value, they're typically not going to get the same kind of return that they got when they were operating the business. And so if that business doesn't transition, first of all, what happens to all that wealth? You know, if it doesn't transition to the family, it's definitely going to have an impact on the family. And in the bigger factor, it's got to have an impact socially, because you've got employees who are dependent on that business. You've got vendors who are dependent on that business. You've got communities, you know, cities and towns all over America that are dependent on the success of the businesses in their communities. And so it's not just an impact on owners. It's an impact socially on the entire ecosystem within that particular community. So again, you know, people say I shouldn't be so negative about, you know, the consequences of, you know, if it doesn't happen. I like, in a presentation I do, I like to say, hey, you know, what's the flip side? The flip side is, if we can actually flip those numbers around and get to a point where we're getting more successes, just imagine the economic boom and boost it would have to our communities if we were able to actually help these owners successfully transition the businesses to the next generation, you know, to the next buyer, whoever that might be.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the picture that I see, is how much good could we do by helping those owners? Because you mentioned the social impacts. I mean, think about 2008 and the consequences. I mean, you're in Ohio. Think about the towns in Ohio that don't exist anymore because they were dependent on one particular business, and that business went away, and the town's a ghost town now, right? I mean, those are real stories.
If you look back a little bit along the lines of what you're talking about, if you look back to the late 90s and you look at the internet bubble, you know, people say, you know, gosh, how did we not see that coming? Well, I think we did see it coming. I know at the time I was executive vice president of e-commerce for Textron, and I was getting, you know, proposals in all the time to fund, you know, e-commerce projects, and I wasn't funding them because I couldn't see the economic value. And, you know, I think that what we saw eventually is when the bubble burst, a lot of people got, you know, people's entire savings got hammered. And we saw that, you know, we saw that coming. We knew that those valuations could not stand up to traditional valuation methods. And then in the housing boom too, the same thing happened. You know, those valuations built up on those housing booms, and the thing eventually busted, and we are. But we really, you know, if you look back, really, if you look at it, you knew those things were coming. I'm saying that we've got the same thing happening here with our businesses. Right now, you've got multiples at the highest level they've ever been because they can't find enough businesses to buy. And yet we have an aging ownership population. At some point, that has to break. And when that does, there's going to be a lot of businesses that are coming to market. And if we're, you know, only those businesses that are the most prepared and at the highest value are the ones that are going to succeed.
Yeah, there's no question. So we've got about...
We have the opportunity to take action right now.
And that's where I want to lead into next. And I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm so eager to hear what we do about it. Because the way that we phrase it on our show is that we talk about tips and strategies and precautions for our listeners.
Yeah.
And so if I'm a baby boomer business owner and I aspire to be in that whatever percentage that is going to transition successfully, what are the tips and strategies and precautions that come to mind of things that they need to be aware of, Chris?
Well, first of all, I love that word aspire, by the way. So
good. Yeah, I guess you do. Sorry, that wasn't an unabashed plug there, but I guess you do like that, yes.
I do. That's a good word. But I would say there's three things that I'd recommend. One is to the owners, I was talking to owners. One is you need to start now. Recognize that you need to start now. It stop putting it off. It takes time to personally and financially get prepared, to get the business ready, and to take it, even like to take advantage of tax strategies that could save, you know, your family a lot of money. It's a complicated thing to transition a business, and it's a multi-year type initiative. You know, I liken it to the days when I was back with Price Waterhouse and I used to manage these large, complex projects. And that's the way I sort of view an owner transition. It is a large, complex project, and it's a multi-year project, and you've got to take the time, give yourself time to do it properly, right? So that would be the one thing. Start now. And what I would do is focus on creating sustainable and transferable value so that you're always ready. I do a speaking engagement I do around the country that says exit strategy is business strategy. Stop looking at exit strategy as an event and start running your business so that you're focused on creating value all the time. And then when the time comes to transition, you're going to be ready. It's not like some extra thing that you have to do. You have to integrate the processes of creating sustainable value into the way you run your business. It sounds like a simple concept, but it's really changing the owner's thinking in terms of how much income my business is producing, to how much value is, how valuable is my business. A business that generates income isn't necessarily valuable, but a valuable business will generate lots of income. But the owner's got to change their paradigm. And third, you know, to get started, I'd begin with something simple like getting a formal valuation and a business and personal readiness assessment from one of our advisors who are, you know, trained on how to do that thing. That's a simple thing you can do. Not going to cost you a lot of money, but it's going to add a lot of value because you're going to understand what the value of your business is, the strengths and weaknesses of the business, and not only that, but how ready you are personally for this major event in your life. The common statistic is 75% of owners finally regret selling a year after selling, and that's mostly because they haven't planned personally for the transition of the business. I work on those three things.
Those are absolutely critical, and we could do entire shows on each of those and more. I realize we've gotten to the end of our segment here. I want to thank you so much for your wisdom and insight. Best way to get more up to speed on exit planning, the Exit Planning Institute. You still recommend that people read the $10 trillion opportunity?
Absolutely, yeah. That's a staple in our organization for sure. Written by Pete Christman and Rich Jackham. The other thing I do is just go to our website, you know, www.exit-planning-institute.org. And when you go in there, you'll find, you know, various resources in there that you could tap into or give us a call. And we'd be happy to direct you to one of our SPEEDBuzz or to direct you what information you need.
Yeah, so exit-planning-institute.org. But I know if you Google Exit Planning Institute, you'll find Chris and Scott and the folks at the Exit Planning Institute and be able to get in touch with the right information that you need to put this into practice and not just make it theory. So, Chris, again, thank you for taking time out. I really hope that you'll come on the show again and dive deeper into some of these subjects. But thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Steve. Have fun.
All right. Well, have a great weekend. So once again, that was Chris Snyder from the Exit Planning Institute. His website, exit-planning-institute.org. The book that his organization has written and promotes is The $10 Trillion Opportunity, about how the heck all these closely held businesses owned by baby boomers are going to transition and what to do about it. So we're going to take a quick break. We've got Dan Yount, who's a contract CFO and has a very interesting background and a lot of experience in the exit planning and helping businesses create more value. You're going to want to listen to his segment. So we're going to take a quick 30-second break, and then we'll be back with Dan Yount.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Please visit ultimatebusinessowner.com to contact Steve for more tips, strategies, and precautions to help you create the business and the life you have always dreamed of. Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.